All right, it's time for the Sunrise Wellness Center Report, located right off Sunrise Highway, Port Lakeland Avenue exit. The great Sunrise Wellness Center with a great doctor. You can call for a free consultation with Ron Sinagra, 631-563-1444. And certainly check out the great website. You're going to learn a lot, loads of information, all that we talk about. And you don't find that anywhere else, by the way, as far as the media is concerned. You go on the site, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. That free consult awaits you as well, 631-563-1444. The aforementioned wonderful Dr. Ronald Sinagra. Sir, how are you on this Tuesday?
Good morning, Jay. We got the nice, gentle music. You changed the song again?
Yeah, I meant to switch that over because, you know, I have a feeling we're probably going to talk some vaccinations. I know we're going to talk some other things.
Another one where you were wrong and I was right?
Whoa.
What have you been telling me for the last year? They're never going to force you to take the vaccine.
Oh, come on. Let me ask you a question.
Just say, what's his name? And man, Colonel Wilhelm from the New York City mayor. Now, all employees are going to have to be vaccinated?
Let me ask you a question. So is the NFL, what they're doing as far as, you know, making sure their players are vaccinated, was it right or wrong to kind of issue the situation at hand that, listen, you could forfeit games, maybe forfeit your paycheck? If you cause disruption as far as cancellation of games, that's insane. Why is that insane?
I think it's going to be looked back in history like Japanese internment camps. I think that's what we're doing right now.
Let me ask you a question.
That's how idiotic this is. Number one, NFL players are in the 99.9% survival rate. They're usually under 30 years of age, most of them, and they're in good health. So why are we making people – never before in history – did we force someone to take a vaccine that was not at risk? Now, it's all about saving lives. This is the same government that sells alcohol and tobacco. So this whole idea that we know who is vulnerable, Jay. We keep discussing this, but I can't get it through. Because what we're doing now is we're making, instead of looking at the vulnerable people in society who are vulnerable to the illness and presenting them with the option of a vaccination, we're forcing it on the 99%. We've never done that in history, and it's crazy. The vaccine is still being issued under an emergency use authorization. That's an EUA. That means it's not FDA approved. So we're forcing a non-FDA approved vaccination on people.
Yes,
with consequences.
Hold on a minute. Now let me respond.
Okay, but yet, people
still have an
FDA job. They don't want to take an experimental vaccine.
You don't think still, that's doctor, go down let me respond.
Insanity?
Can I respond? You still have a 93 to 94%. You still have a mid 90 efficacy rate as far as the medicine is concerned. You know, here's the thing with the NFL. If you are part of a multi, and I mean multi, billion-dollar corporation. And let's face it, it's a business. So why shouldn't the NFL protect its properties, okay? Why shouldn't the 32 owners protect their investment as far as their franchises are concerned? It is a business, okay? It's a business. If you have a COVID problem in this upcoming season, you might have cancellation of games.
How many NFL players died?
That causes a domino effect beyond. So, you know, you look at it as, you know, this Japanese thing from way back. Come on, that's a bunch of nonsense. You know as well as I do. I know that this shot is more effective than anything else. It's 94% effective, okay? Not only that, it is effective as far as slowing down in the all-important transmissible category. It mitigates it.
Hey, I
it
understand
slows
that,
the
but
process.
You don't force
the problem
don't
is
force people.
If you get COVID and you don't have the shot and you're asymptomatic, hello, guess what? You can still transmit the damn thing. So that's why it's important.
But that is
to
not
get
necessarily
the shot.
True. And we never lived our life this way. So basically, we're going to test the whole damn world to see if they're coming up on a test that may not even kill them, or they might even get it and not even know they're sick. There's this mythical thing now with the testing. It's all about the testing. How many NFL players died of COVID? None. How many
matter.
People died? None.
Matter. You got a variant out there that is more contagious and potentially
frontier.
More deadly.
The
last
that's
what's out there.
The,
you still have a deadly variant out there. You want to play Russian
you know?
Roulette with
the,
one
how
life?
How do you know it's a deadly variant? The testing,
because it is.
Remember, the testing that they do doesn't check for the variant. How do you know there's a variant? How do we know it's a deadly variant? I keep hearing this, but I know.
How do we know? How do we know that we just, you know, lived through COVID-19? How do we know this? How do we know that? I mean, come on, seriously.
What you're saying?
We do know one thing that
really
it will
cool
protect
you.
You
live in Russia.
The vaccine, Doc. The vaccine will protect you against landing in the hospital.
Yes, I'm not
that we do
the
know.
Vaccine might not protect people. But I'm saying if you yourself are not at risk and you yourself want the right to choose to put something in your body and you are so willing to just throw that away for fear of something that's 99.7% survivable, to me, that's lunacy. You're going to force
what is happening
people.
In Florida. Florida has
372,000
cases.
Went up. The test
in the last week.
Okay, JP,
they are the epicenter right now. Texas, Missouri. Look at the numbers. As
numbers
far
what?
As what's happening down south. Okay,
what's happening?
Look at those numbers.
What are the numbers? What do they say?
372,000. 372 in the last week.
Of what?
The last week.
Tests?
That's alarming. That's alarming stuff right now.
372,000 what?
It's common sense. It's common sense. You know, this thing has gotten so politicized, it is lunacy right now as far as what's going on. I know a lot of people, I don't want to get it because Biden did this. It's not political. Who cares if it's a red state, a blue state,
a duty state? Ever
nobody
put
cares.
In my body. Am I allowed to do that? How about if I just say, look, I'm going to go with God's plan. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to take care of my health. I'm healthy. You've just declared war on healthy people. What you're saying is healthy people have to inject something in their body that they don't want to, and you're okay with that. You need to move to communist China.
50 states are going through it. All 50 states. That's a fact. All 50 states right now are going through this variant.
I don't care how many people test positive
all
50, for COVID.
5-0.
Jay, I don't care how many people test positive for COVID. I just don't. The average person who died from COVID is actually older than the average lifespan of Americans. So
let me
I'm
ask
not
you
worried
a question.
About this thing. I have no fear
don't
of this.
Don't you want to at least have a chance? God forbid if you get this thing and you don't have the vaccination, don't you want to at least give yourself a fighting chance? As far as not landing in the hospital and not potentially dying, because that's 100% effective as far as this vaccine. Okay, that's
didn't Jay Oliver get COVID?
Had it before I got the shot.
That's right, and you survived. There you go.
Yeah, I did.
Boom.
But am I willing to play roulette with my life? No.
Yes,
because I want to live my life. I want to go out there and live my life. That's how I can by getting the shot. You know that.
Well, you're making some mighty big assumptions here. You're making an assumption that something that statistically...
The assumption that you could live after you get vaccinated and still get COVID? Yeah,
you really believe
you will live.
Human
you will live. I am 100% sure you will live. I'm 100% sure you'll live after you get inoculated.
No, no. What the hell did we do as a species?
You're wrong.
1950. What did we do before a species between... You make it sound like without a vaccine,
Lord.
We could never survive. Yeah, we will survive. We know who dies from COVID. They got comorbidities. They're obese. They're fat. They've got diabetes. They've got heart disease. Mostly lifestyle-induced problems. But you're making healthy young people in a 99% survival rate take an...
Doesn't matter. Young people have already been on the sidelines on this thing.
Come on. You're going to let me get to my stuff today, are you?
Go ahead and talk fibromyalgia. Go ahead already.
Oh, my God. The kid, Stephanie's cowering in the corner.
Stephanie, let him talk about fibromyalgia already. Please. Let him talk about it.
I was enjoying the other stuff, dude. The
guy texts me at 4:30. I want to talk fibromyalgia. No, I said, I want to talk vaccine. We'll do both, he says. Go talk fibromyalgia.
You know what? Why don't we scrap the fibromyalgia? We got a few more. We got 10 minutes. We can have some fun with the vaccines.
Come
on. Here's my point. You're making some mighty big assumptions. You keep saying it's safe and effective. I don't care. You know, it's still not FDA approved. So we're making some big assumptions. Like, you know, Johnson & Johnson made the vaccine. They just paid $100 billion or $100 million, you know, for that baby powder scandal. So, you know, we're assuming that these drug companies are honest and ethical, and they're not. And, I mean, what makes you so sure this thing is safe? Because they say it. I mean, it took us 30 years to figure out cigarettes were bad.
I'll tell you what makes me so sure, because those who have been vaccinated are not dying. That's
what makes me so sure. Long-term problems. I mean, you know, so we
what if this? What if that? Okay, what if I cross the road
in
3 years?
Plan, man. I'm gonna.
I mean, come on, doctor. I mean, what if?
Insane.
Come on, talk about what is. What is right now, which is present. Don't tell me what if. What if I grow a horn in the middle of my head? What if that?
You keep.
What if I grow a third arm?
You might.
What if I grow a sixth toe? Come on.
Here's my point.
You know what it is?
Jay, we
it's
can't.
These types of theories and nonsense. Oh, and it's because I'll tell you, most of it is politicized. It really is. Listen, no matter how you shake it, it's being politicized, and it's all because the guy in the White House,
and everything else. Jay,
you know what? The guy in the White House should say, "Thank you, Donald J. Trump. Thank you, Donald J. Trump." Maybe that'll change
the vaccination.
Operation War
was made.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
When we first came out, if you remember, for the last year on your show, I said this before they had the vaccine. I said this whole thing is going to come down to the vaccine. Why? I want to read you something. It's called the pharmacocentric paradigm. It says healthcare in this country centers around drugs and surgery. Drugs are assumed and presumptive solutions to all health problems, regardless of dangers, cost, inefficacy, or existence of better options not taught in medical school. If any better solution is not a drug, then it's not considered a realistic solution. That's why we never heard anything from the CDC, anything from the FDA, anything from the NIA world on improving health. And you know, I always said, how do we have a pandemic and all our health agencies don't tell us how to increase our immune response, nutritional status, overall health? Because they look at this thing as one facet, and that facet is drugs. And it's in this case, that drug is a vaccination. That's all they look at. So what I'm saying is, wait a minute, we know over 99% of people who got this survived it. That's the thing that we should be looking at. What did these people do to survive?
The problem is
they had high vitamin D, they had zinc, they weren't obese. This whole idea that you cannot survive this without a vaccine, and we're
are you willing to take that chance?
At this point,
are you willing to take that chance, though?
It's not approved, but they're putting.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Women.
Are you willing to take the chance?
That's insane.
Are you willing to take that chance, sir? Because it is 93-94% effective. The Moderna and the Pfizer shot. 79% as far as the J&J one shot. Are you willing?
Jay,
are you willing
what did you
to
say?
Put that
what
ball in the spinning wheel? Red or black, sir? Red or black? Are you willing to take that chance?
You just said that. What's the percentage of effectiveness?
93-94% Moderna Pfizer, one shot on the J&J, about 79%. 100% effective.
I know. And guess
as far
what?
As landing in the hospital and potentially dying, that's what the shot does for you. Are you willing to take that chance by not getting the
shot? Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that God made me so I can't live on this planet without Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. And besides, you just said those vaccines are 93% effective.
Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir.
99.7% of the people who got it survived with just an immune system. So the
really? 600 million people died. 600 million people died from this damn thing.
Yeah, I know. 600
million
people. I understand
that. 600 million.
You know, and let's not forget the origins of this thing. This thing
600 million. What am I saying? 600,000 in this country. 600,000. Correct myself.
Yeah, but remember this. Let's go back to where it was started from. This thing was devastating because it was not a natural forming virus that went through the natural, you know, cascade of events into becoming a human virus. This was a mechanized virus in the Wuhan lab that got out. So that's why we're going through all this nonsense.
Oh, stop.
Remember that it was a novel virus, and, you know, no one had any immunity to it. There was no herd immunity because that thing was a weapon of war that got out. What are these guys doing over there? You know, gain of function.
I just don't understand how people politicize this thing and literally play with their lives, this political football. And that's what it is. This is political football because a guy in the White House, a Democrat, is telling you to take the vaccine, okay? I'm wondering if the guy in the White House would have just given credit to the previous guy in the White House for really facilitating this medicine. I'm wondering how many people would take the shot. Give credit to Warp Speed, because if it wasn't for Trump,
Biden said they,
listen,
they wouldn't take
if it
the
wasn't,
shot.
Let me ask you, Biden would say, thank you, Donald J. Trump. Would Ron Sinagra take the shot?
No, you would. I'm not a vaccine person. You got to remember this, but let's go back down to the freedom aspect of it. You know, we live in a constitutional republic where individual rights are paramount. And we have to have the ability to say, no, I'm not putting that in my body. That's where it really gets dicey. And that's where people like myself get livid. You can't force people to put this garbage into them if they don't want to. I shouldn't say garbage. People have that right to choose a vaccine. I'm not a vaccine guy, but... So you're going to tell me, like, I can't get my professional chiropractic license? I can't have my wellness center's license because I don't want to get vaccinated? Now we're getting crazy.
Do as you wish.
You know, somebody works for New York City, and NYPD, someone's 28 years old, they're really healthy, they work for NYPD, and they're going to force them to take a vaccine or lose their job? That's Russian tactics.
Listen, China. It's serious stuff. Police officers and teachers are in front of a lot of people every day of the week.
You ever go to Penn Station?
It is alarming to me. Only 43% of the NYPD have taken the shot. Listen, the numbers are climbing. It's a concern. It's a concern if you look in the states of Missouri. If you look in the state of Texas, and of course, Florida is now the epicenter. Florida is the epicenter of this thing. 372,000 cases. I'd say that's an issue right now. No, that's a problem. I don't want to go back to where we were. I don't want it.
No, I don't.
I do not want it. And that's one of the reasons why I took the damn thing. I don't want to mask up and quarantine. I don't want to do that.
When I'm born, it didn't work.
I do not want to stay indoors. I don't. I'm sick of my family already.
Who's going to stay indoors?
Listen to me.
With you and
listen to me. I want to go about my business. That's why you get the shot to go about your
business.
Well,
can I
make it a political thing?
You believe the shot works?
Don't make it a political
thing.
I believe it. I believe
it works. Can you please explain to me why I got to get one? If you're vaccinated and you,
I'll tell you why. You know why? Because
yeah,
I want you to, you know why I want Sinagra to get the shot? First of all, I want Stephanie to be safe and healthy. Stephanie, I know you're there, you're listening. I want young Serafina. Listen to me. I want little Serafina to continue to grow with smiles and be on that nice boat of yours. I want that to continue. And more importantly, I want Sinagra to come on the show on Tuesdays. Because he's the best in the business at what he does. And I want you to stay healthy and remain healthy. Those are three good reasons right there. No? Are those good reasons? Yes or no? Answer the question.
They're good reasons. I understand.
Are those good reasons?
But the thing is, if the vaccine works and you have your vaccine, you're protected. Why do you care if someone says, you know what, I've looked at this, I'm not so sure, I'm not a vaccine person, I'm going to pass. And now all of a sudden what we're doing is we're ostracizing these people. I mean, Joe Biden said that we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's just insanity. That's not the truth. And so this whole idea that you're going to start to, I mean, all we do is divide this country with race.
Those who aren't vaccinated. Now, listen, you could also make
now
a
we're
case.
Add vaccines to it?
Ron, you can also make a case down at the border what's happening there. You are allowing many in. And this is where you get on Biden without question. I've gotten on him since day one. You know, a million border encounters, okay, since January. Now, listen, what do you think? Everybody's gotten inoculated coming into the United States right now from the South? No. That's part of the issue, too. A huge part of this issue. Huge. Okay?
So
it doesn't make sense on all fronts.
It's a walking contradiction. On one half, the federal government is pushing the vaccine, making our children wear masks back in school or considering or whatever they're doing. They're putting all these restrictions on us. Get the vaccine or you're going to lose your job. But yet 300,000 people walk across the southern border. They put them on buses and planes, and then they deposit them throughout the country. So, and they
I'm not
people where they're going in terms of, like, if you're living in Sioux City, Iowa, and all of a sudden now a bus shows up with 40 immigrants, illegal, I might add, and untested. And let me tell you something, where they're coming from. And again, I'm not knocking these people. I mean, you would if the border was closed, they wouldn't show. So, they're looking for a better life. I get it. But they're breaking the law and they show up. And what do you think? They only have COVID, tuberculosis, typhoid, all these other infectious diseases that are found because they're coming from Somalia, Haiti. I mean, they're coming from areas of third and second world with high rates of viral and bacterial infections. And they're just putting them on buses and dropping them off throughout the country. I mean, talk about a super spreader event. And that's being done by the same government where the president gets on and tells you Ron Sinagra is the reason why we have a pandemic because he won't get the vaccine. I mean, your brain can't process that kind of stupidity. How do you say one thing and then do that?
For once, I agree with you in the last 24 and a half minutes because I'm in agreement with you. I just stated the border is part of this issue. Okay,
the border is
part of this issue, no question. But the bottom line is the fact that this thing is effective as far as landing you in the hospital, and even worse, you don't want to be on a ventilator. That's why I say get the shot. It's important to get back to life. Listen, who knows where this thing is going to go, okay? Because now you're seeing these mandates, okay, as far as the workers are concerned, the front. You're looking at police officers and teachers by mid-September. You're looking at Adelphi College now added to the list along with Hawk. Listen, this is creeping up into a point I don't even want to see, okay? But this is what happens when we're not vaccinated and we don't have herd immunity. This is the problem, hands down. Everything you say regarding the immune system, to build yourself up, make yourself strong, spot on. Spot on. Tony Fauci don't talk this way. I'm in agreement. But I'll tell you one thing. The shot will protect you and to get back into your lifestyle again. Okay? That's what it will do. But we are losing right now this battle. We are losing because we don't have the herd immunity. Okay? And all of this listen, I heard some bozo on some other show trash me beyond belief because of the vaccine. You know what I say? Don't get vaccinated. Don't. I'm citing the obvious here, folks.
We have a toolbox, and I don't think that we're using all the tools. The vaccines are one of the tools in the toolbox. Getting healthier is another tool in the toolbox, which we don't really utilize.
The vaccine
You got to leave it up to free choice, Jerry. You can't force people to inject things into their body.
Come on. You bring up forcing and government intervention and White House and Democrats. Stop. Put all that aside. Put all that aside and think of yourself, Think of your family. Think about staying safe and being able to live your life. Doctor, I'm out of time. Great stuff.
Hey, great wait, stuff we're not going to talk about fibromyalgia? Yeah, let's end with this.
Not unless you want to run into Laura Kern in her segment. Come on, that's not nice.
If you got fibromyalgia, we can help with Sunrise Wellness.
Oh, okay. I go along with that.
Go.
Hey, Bob, listen to me. You can call and get a consultation. He's a wonderful man.
My ribs hurt today from you.
I'm sweating. I got to change shirts. I'm on the radio, too. Listen to me. Get a free consult with the great doctor. He's a wonderful man. Really is. 631-563-1444. And go to the website and learn a whole bunch of stuff, folks, about making yourself healthy. And he's right in one regard, and I've been saying this for months, you know, to build up your autoimmune and everything else and to ward off these deadly viruses that are out there, that gives yourself a fighting chance. No one talks about it but he, and that's why he's a good man. That's Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. Until next week, if you dare.
Love you, my friend. You stay safe. I'll talk to you next week.